Atkinson. Quite a strange time for you, I would think, being signed by one manager and then 10 days later he leaves the club. So how as a player do you adapt to that?
It was a bit strange. He obviously brought me in, and 10 days later he was gone. But it happens in football. Look, Ross has took over, so I've just got to go on with my job.
Last season you would have helped Exeter out of not deep trouble at the bottom, but you helped pull them away from the bottom of the table. Can you draw anything from that experience and bring it here?
Yeah, well, I was literally down there with Bristol Rovers at the end of start of last season, so it was kind of difficult times. And then I went to Exeter, and they were kind of in the same situation as we are, and we managed to get a few wins and get out of the bottom two, which hopefully we can do again this year.
Does it feel like you've been running in treacle for 18 months then with these three different clubs?
Yeah, it's been a bit difficult moving up north and then coming back down here, but hopefully I can get settled at Cheltenham, stay in the league, and then we can push on for next season.
15 games to go. Does it feel as if maybe five or six wins is a tall order from here?
No, I don't think so. It's only a third of the season. Well, Cheltenham started the season really well, so hopefully we can end the season well and get out of the bottom two, but I can't see why we can't do it.
And various people have said there's a lot of ability and flair in the front part of the team. I suppose the thing for you is you want the ball in the right place.
Yeah, well, we've got to get the ball in the right places at the right time, but hopefully we can all do that and get a few wins.
You must have played at Accrington before.
Yeah, I've been at Accrington. It's not the best of places, but we've just got to go there, get a result and come home.
And in terms of the spirit around the club, that seemed to be the driver for last Saturday when Russ and Steve were brought in very much at the last minute. What's been sort of the driver this week aside from that?
It's just we've got to get out of that bottom two and just kind of push on to get up the league. It's not where we want to be, and no one wants to get relegated to the Conference. Our main aim is just to stay in the league.
You'd have crossed paths with Stevie Elliott in your time at Rovers, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I was there when I was coming through the youth. He was very good with me then, and he's very good now.
Where's his input been this week, particularly?
He's just been on the training ground, just buzzing around. So hopefully he's just raised the team up a little bit from the last few weeks, and hopefully we can get the result.
At Southend and last Saturday, you played up front with Denny. Does it matter to you where you play across the front line, on the left or through the middle?
I can't really be picky at the moment because we're not top of the league, and I can kind of moan where I'm playing. I've just got to go out there wherever I'm picked and just do the job.
I'm not saying moan, but where would you say you can be most effective?
Down the middle, I would say, but if I'm put on the left, I'll do my best and hopefully I can get goals.
You think?
Obviously, Denny and Wes, all three new boys, how do you think you sort of settled in and getting to know each other's games?
I think it was like the first two games was a bit iffy because then the manager left, but then Saturday I thought it was a huge improvement, so hopefully we can keep gelling.
Yeah, you said when you came in you hadn't been playing lots and maybe your match fitness wasn't quite there. Do you feel you're getting right up to sort of peak fitness again and readiness?
Yeah, before I came, my last game was in November, I think. So it's been a few good weeks for me getting game time, so hopefully I can keep pushing and getting fitter.
Sounds a strange question, but are you enjoying being back in playing, even though it's a bit of a difficult situation? It must be good to do your job.
Yeah, I'm enjoying training and playing because I wasn't training up there. We've kind of cast aside, so it's good to be back training and playing and being part of the first team.
Yeah, the first goal would be nice, I'd imagine, just to get that sort of monkey off your back.
Yeah, it'd be great to get the first goal, but most importantly, get the win.
Excellent. Great. Cheers.